This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. UN Security Council envoys spoke of unimaginable suffering and urged an end to the war in the Gaza Strip on Monday as they visited the Egyptian side of the Rafah border crossing, the besieged Palestinian enclave's only entry point for aid. A majority of UN member states support an immediate and lasting ceasefire between Israel and the U.S.-designated terrorist Palestinian militant group Hamas, which controls Gaza, as dire conditions worsen for its 2.3 million residents. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in the United States trying to convince lawmakers to stop stalling on more than $61 billion in supplemental funding for Ukraine's military. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden has more.
Welcome to the National Defense University in Washington with a standing ovation. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked the U.S. military for its support before pivoting to a message for U.S. lawmakers.
Ukraine is just a stepping stone for Russia.
Russian President Vladimir Putin's real goal,
his real target, is the freedom. Freedom people enjoy from Warsaw to Chicago to Yokohama.
Zelensky asked U.S. politicians not to betray Ukraine's soldiers, saying more weapons are needed to defeat Russia's forces. Jeff Selden, VOA News, The Pentagon.
Poland's parliament elected centrist party leader Donald Tusk as prime minister on Monday, paving the way for a new pro-EU government after 8 years of stormy national conservative rule. Tusk becomes prime minister nearly 2 months after a national election that was won by a coalition of parties ranging from left-wing to moderate conservative. This is VOA News. The draft language of a United Nations deal on climate change does not include language to phase out the use of fossil fuels, language that is being demanded by over 100 countries, including the United States, as well as the European Union's delegation. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda reports.
The summit known as COP28 has been running for 2 weeks, and the impasse has set up a difficult final round of negotiations. Sources familiar with the talks have told Reuters that the UAE, which is hosting the event, has come under pressure from Saudi Arabia, the de facto leader of OPEC, to drop any mention of ditching fossil fuels. Although the language doesn't include ending fossil fuels as is, it does include other options, such as reducing the use of fossil fuels to achieve carbon neutrality around the year 2050 and ramping up technologies that capture carbon emissions to keep it out of the atmosphere.
Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda. The United States on Monday took steps to impose visa restrictions on nearly 300 Guatemalan nationals, including 100 members of the Congress, accusing them of undermining democracy and rule of law in the Central American country. Guatemala's president-elect Bernardo Arvelo on Friday forcefully rejected a legal maneuver from prosecutors to invalidate his election win and called the effort perverse and an attempted coup. U.S. Special Counsel Jack Smith is asking the Supreme Court to weigh in on whether former President Donald Trump can be prosecuted for allegedly trying to overturn the 2020 election. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
A federal judge this month rejected claims by Trump's lawyers that, as an ex-president, he's immune from federal prosecution. His trial is set for March. Trump has signaled he will ask a federal appeals panel to reverse that ruling. Smith, in turn, is looking to bypass that court and wants the high court to rule quickly. That reflects his desire to keep the case on track and avoid delays that could push the trial until after next year's election. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The head of the UN mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo voiced concern Monday about the escalating risk of direct military confrontation between DRC and Rwanda as Kinshasa calls for a speedier withdrawal of peacekeepers. In recent weeks, the situation in DRC's North Kivu province and the border with Rwanda has further deteriorated, the United Nations envoy told the Security Council. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.